Now here's Michael Grady and Big Joe Stasniak on 1070 The Fan.
Mike Silva, Champions Radio out of New York, coming up in just a few. Curious how New Yorkers are looking at A-Rod these days. Email from Scott, wondering how Pacers attendance... our season ticket sales up. I imagine that number is going to go up. Again, there's been so much chatter about the team. It's been a long time. You know, for many, many years, when the Pacers season ended, so did talk about the Pacers. Season over April 22nd, whatever. You try to talk about the Pacers on April 25th, you get emails saying, can you change the subject?
Yeah. Now we spent days talking about the Summer Basketball League and actually giving you updates on scores.
That's where Yes
exciting.
Dominate came from. Okay. Yes,
right.
Dominate.
Yeah.
So, but nowadays you can, I mean, it's August. And you can talk up, you can talk a little Pacers without getting one email saying shut up or change the subject. So it just tells you that folks are excited about the team. They feel like they have a realistic chance to represent the Eastern Conference, and a lot of folks can't wait for next season to start. So I don't have specific numbers, Scott, but I'm sure we're going to see an increased number next year. And it's a gradual process. They're not going to sell out every single game next season, but you should see a noticeable increase with the team that's expected to make some noise in the Eastern Conference next season.
A lot of noise.
Yes.
Wasn't it Wellesley said yesterday on paper? Pacers are the best team on
best
paper.
Best team on paper.
In the NBA. And I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, the unfortunate thing is the one guy whose name is just the same size as everybody else's, but he plays
out of this world. Yeah, LeBron is still the best player in the world.
He'll have something to say about it.
Exactly right. But you would put them ahead of the other teams in the East because of depth and continuity. You know, Brooklyn has some depth, but they have some old guys. They have some terrific players. But the whole continuity thing, how will they gel and how will Jason Kidd, or should I say Lawrence Frank, handle that locker room? And so we need to see how they gel. And so that's why you would put the Pacers ahead of them. But the Pacers are deeper than the Miami Heat. The only X factor is number six. That's the only X factor right there. 239-1070 is our number, 239-1070. Let's head to New York for just a moment. I want to get a few minutes with Mike Silver, our good friend from Champions Radio, Long Island ESPN affiliate. Mike, I appreciate your time. I know how folks outside of New York, we've been getting emails and tweets on this, and there may be a few that are backing A-Rod, but the majority of folks are really not looking at the guy in a positive light with his defiance and appealing this whole thing. How do New Yorkers look at A-Rod today?
Well, I think most importantly, the Yankees fans want to see if he can come in and help. I think everybody's fatigued about the potential suspension, or up to yesterday, the talk of the potential suspension. The thing is, Major League Baseball really did a good job of using the media to try to coerce A-Rod into taking a deal. He didn't. So there was really no surprises. I think everybody was expecting the 200-plus game ban. I think at this point, everybody was watching to see, well, what does this guy have left? And he was 1-for-4 with a bloop single, but he had a couple of at-bats where he hit the ball really hard. I mean, he nearly hit a home run twice, just got under a couple of balls. So the results from a process standpoint offensively were good. He didn't look too poor defensively. He actually ran the bases pretty well. Again, you're playing the Chicago White Sox. You're not playing some of the top pitchers yet in the league, and I have my doubts about a gentleman with two hip surgeries in the last 3 years, how he's going to be able to, in the long run, perform at a league average level, much less the elite level prior. But I think at this point, it's a wait and see. Let's see what A-Rod's got on the field, because you're not going to hear the appeal until November, it sounds like.
So, well, I think everybody still wants to talk about the circus that surrounds this whole thing. And why is he so vehemently denying, or actually he's not denying, he's not saying he didn't take steroids, but he's defending himself in a way that's making him even more hated?
I think he knows his career is over in any kind of suspension scenario. Having any player at his age take a year and a half off, and, you know, sure, I'm guessing he could work out. I'm guessing he'll find a way to be on a field somewhere, you know, maybe not in an organized fashion. I think he fights it. I think he gets the right – obviously, he's going to get the rest of this season, it sounds like, to play. And that's his coup de grace. And a lot of what the speculation is that this is about money. If he plays the rest of this year and then does the 200-plus, I think it's, what, 214 games starting next year, I think he saves about $3 million. Because his contract now is starting to decrease slightly. So, you know, a lot of people say this is about money with A-Rod. There were reports that, you know, he was looking for some kind of deal where if he had gotten a majority of his contract, he would have walked away after the suspension and retired, which is against what a lot of people have thought about him, which is he loves to play. This is about him staying on the field. So, you know, I look at this way. The next 8 weeks might be the last of what we see of Alex Rodriguez. It's almost a Greek tragedy. I think he's going to get a suspension. I can't see even an arbiter holding up something that's anything less than a year. I don't think we see him next year. And at his age, entering his age 40 season, a year off, will he try to make a comeback? Will anybody take him? I mean, look at Jose Canseco. Nobody wanted him. And he's also talked about how he had some good spring trainings with the Dodgers and Montreal later in his career, and then he got cut. And he claimed that nobody wanted to touch him. He may have the same situation with A-Rod, so he knows this is it.
Mike, I want to throw something out to you. And could A-Rod bring down baseball? And by that, I mean, does baseball want a hearing or a trial involving A-Rod, knowing how far back some of this cheating has been going on and everything? Can they survive, you know, uncovering some of those rocks?
I think they opened Pandora's box. And I think, well, the first thing is in collective bargaining, with the union has collectively bargained with the players with Major League Baseball, is that everything is settled through arbitration. So I don't see a scenario that this goes to federal court unless there's some serious violations of that process. And I think if they were, you know, concerned about that, I think they knew this guy was going to fight. I think they would have probably handed him 50 games, which he may have taken. You know, at the end of the day, the league wants to use this as the Waterloo for steroids. They want to move forward. You know, they want a clean sport. It sounds like a majority of the players, because some have come out, Evan Longoria was one of them, want to make these guys an example. They want to say, hey, look what happens if you cheat. Look what happens if you circumvent the rules. In a lot of ways, some say, hey, the reason I was using, whether it's the late 90s, turn of the century, last 5 years, is because I couldn't compete at the level I felt necessary if I didn't use. You know, it's kind of a silly, twisted logic. So I think baseball knows that it's already out there. People know that it was a bad period. Let's go out there. Let's use this as a situation where we are going to fight it. We're going to move past it. This is the last hurrah for steroids, and then we move forward. I have my doubts because I still think as long as there's pharmacies over in the Dominican and Mexico and some, you know, garage chemist out there, there's always going to be some kind of masking agent that someone's going to position. And you can't legislate every country out there. You can only legislate your own.
Again, Mike Silva, terrific job out there at Long Island Radio, Champions Radio. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for your insight on this.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, and talk again soon.
I appreciate that. Mike Silva right there out of New York. 239-1070 is our number, 239-1070. One of our guys from USA Today is going to be coming up in just a bit. Some other things that we'll hit on as well. We didn't get a touch on Tiger yesterday.
Huh?
Over the weekend, something or nothing?
No, it was something.
It was something?
No, it was something.
I think we may disagree on that.
Really?
I think we may disagree on that.
The man has got more wins than anybody else on the PGA Tour, and because it's not a major, you keep ragging on him. I don't understand. The 47 of the top 50 golfers were in that tournament, and he waxed every one of them.
In impressive fashion. But I'll tell you why we disagree. That's coming up next right here on 1070 The Fan.